WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shops.
Hey, good morning. 737 Brock Hunter.
Am I even here? Are you listening?
Oh, hey, what's up? Sorry, I was into the song, man. I was getting in it, man.
You're that guy.
You're that guy.
That kid at school.
You're that kid at school.
Tapping his pen on the desk. Just keeps tapping his pen, and everybody's like, "God, dude!"
I do fidget a lot. I'm a fidgeter. I'm a fidgeteer.
Are you drunk? Are you drunk? You know you're on the air, right?
You're on the air.
No.
Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. You're the moron. Anyway, go see him, man. Pizza, pasta, subs. What better food to have than some delicious pasta? Talk about comfort food during this crazy time. Mm-hmm. It's just eating some delicious pots, or maybe you get the Big Joe pizza. That's 18 inches. You don't need to share. Eat it yourself. Who cares? Who cares? You're in your sweatpants for the eighth day in a row. Eat a whole pizza. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Anyway, get it.
Saturday night, we ate so much, man. We had pizza. So actually, we had pizza and we had something else, man. But, man, Saturday night, we both look at each other like, oh, so this is what quarantine's like. We are both just pop belly to the max.
Feels good. You just got to roll over. Doesn't even matter. You're all greasy and sweaty. Who cares? Anyway, go see him. Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you? Your topic for today. It's obviously stressful out there. We're all coping in different ways. How are you keeping your cool right now? Mine is actually fairly mellow, fairly simple, nothing too crazy. I'm reading more. I've been finding myself really just calming myself down, not getting worked up, because it's kind of easy to do. You know, when you're watching TV, the news comes on, or you know, you're getting updates on your phone. All this is just kind of a lot of bad news coming through. I've just been kind of I got the recliner moved upstairs into the master bedroom and got this nice little reading nook. It's nice and quiet. And it's right by the window, so it's just calm, and I've just been just chilling out, just winding myself down by reading, just getting out of there.
You cuddle up with your blankie, too.
I do actually have two really nice blankets on there. And then when I'm done reading, all I got to do is kick that puppy back. I'm out in 2 minutes, man. It's fantastic.
Yep.
But it's a way to just bring me, just cool me down a little bit, just relax, and it's fantastic. So there you go. That's what I'm doing.
Cool
to keep
down.
My cool.
Cool down lap.
Yeah, there you go. Cool down chapter, if you will. What about you? You've been riding your bike. That's how you've been keeping your cool.
Absolutely.
Rollerblade. 100%.
You stole it right out of my mouth. That's exactly how I'm dealing. I get on the bike and I just cruise, man. Just cruise. And it's not a lot of work either.
No, especially the electric bike. That's good though. You know, just kind of, I think there's something to be said about just getting out, getting away from, you know, and of course, social distancing, folks. You still go outside for a walk, just avoid groups and just stay by yourself. You'll be fine.
Right. Yeah. Don't look at me on my bike like, you're supposed to be inside.
No, we look at you and go, is that grown man riding an electric bicycle?
Yes.
That's what we're saying.
Me.
Look at that moron.
You know what I did yesterday? It was awesome, dude. We took a 10-mile truck through Harbor Shores. So obviously you can't play golf right now. People are out there walking through the pass, you know, like the golf cart pass, and we just cruised the bikes through all 18 at Harbor, and it was awesome. It was fun, man. It was a beautiful, beautiful day. It was beautiful scenery. The birds were chirping. It was a good day yesterday for sure.
Good way to keep your cool. All right, 925-WIRX 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. How are you keeping your cool right now? How are you keeping your cool? We're going to get your answers and more when we come back. Stick around.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Yeehaw! You know I'm keeping my cool during these stressful times. I'm playing my banjo.
There you go.
Hey,
up
y'all.
On the porch. The wooden porch. Wooden chair.
You're Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. It's stressful out there right now. You got to keep your cool. How are you keeping your cool and coping right now? Let's see. We got Steve said, doing things around the house I've never had time for before. Helps keep my mind positive. That's good. You know, now's a great time. Kiki has literally remodeled our entire basement laundry room. It's insane.
Just here's a tip. Just pace yourself. Pace it out because you're going to have more time. And when that's up, you're going to be like, damn it, I did that too fast.
I actually, that is a very good point because then you're just going to go, you could crack them out in like a week. But then, you know, I mean, we still got a long road ahead of us, man. So, yeah, pace out your projects there. Let's see. Carrie said, by riding my horse as much as I can. Nice.
There you go.
I don't have a horse, but that would be fun to ride right
you
now.
You know? Here I am, riding an electric bicycle, and she's over there on a horse, man. That sounds delightful.
The future is now, Carrie. Right. Jennifer had a great one. I'll be honest. If it wasn't for social distancing, I might want to go hang out with Jennifer. She's keeping her cool by playing Crash Bandicoot and enjoying cranberry vodka.
Oh, that's a good combo.
That's a great combo.
Bandicoot's great. It's a great game.
You know what's funny? And if my dear sweet mother is still listening, I'm sorry. But as an adult now, I can't play video games without drinking. You know, before I could do it, but now it's like you got to have a couple cocktails.
No, here's what happened. Yeah, the booze just replaced the candy. Back in the day when you were playing games, you were just smashing on candy all day long. Now it's like, all right, now I can't have as much candy.
You're absolutely right. Oh my God, you just blew my mind, man. That's right. The booze is now my adult candy. What's worse for you?
You're right. They're both terrible for you. You know what's great about Crash Bandicoot? The women love it. If you have a girlfriend, if you got a wife, grandma would love it.
Yeah.
It's one of those games that, like, you can pass it to your wife and she's not going to just throw it back at you. I can't figure it out.
You know? I can't do it. Crash is an easy enough game. I think that maybe even Kiki could probably get it. I don't have to try that. I got some of the old ones and the old PS2 up there. So.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Ben said lots of beer and weed. It's, you know, hey, different strokes for different folks.
Right.
I like it. Kate, I don't know if she's getting this right. She said, I don't know. My boyfriend is starting to push my buttons. All right, Kate.
He's doing it on purpose.
Don't snap. Don't snap, Kate.
See, when I start pushing my wife's button, it's because I'm bored. I got nothing else to do. And like, I'll do one thing, and then she'll show a little bit of you know. So I'm like, oh, there it is. Oh, no, I just got it. It's a grounded pound.
Grounded pound.
I got to finish it, you know?
Actually, I know what your wife's doing to keep her cool during these stressful times.
Oh, come on, dude. I know.
Extra cool. Frozen, if actually.
You know what? Just leave the damn
Your wife's
alone.
Keeping cool with those frozen bananas. That's how she's keeping her cool. Hey, we'll be back. Quick, throw me a spear.
Chicago.
Good morning, 7:58, Brock Hunter. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. How are you keeping your cool during these stressful times? Right now, you know, you don't want to lose your head. You want to make sure that you just woo-saw, take her calm, take her cool. Everything's
step out on your back porch and scream.
Just you know what? Not a terrible idea. If that's going to help you just kind of work through it, do it.
Might terrify your neighbors a little bit.
Yeah, but you know what? It's your thing. It's that they'll cope with it a different way. You'll be fine.
Any loud noises right now have people on edge. We were riding the bikes the other day, and one of my friends, or Amanda's friend, her back tire blew, and it sounded like an IED, like a grenade went off in the street. Seriously, like three windows like flew open. Everybody, all right?
Oh my God!
Oh my God! What happened? It's just a tire. Just a tire.
And we're all
Keep your distance.
He's
dead.
How are you keeping your cool during these stressful times? We got some great answers on Facebook. Lainey said, "Smoking a lot of bud."
A lot of people are doing that.
Yeah, you know, that's right. Just chill out, relax. The only problem is you get the munchies, and then you eat all your quarantine food.
Right. I'm feeling your weed guy is pretty busy.
No joke. Can you airdrop that weed, man? Pam said cleaning and eating. Jason literally just posted a photo of his face, and you can barely see it because it's surrounded in smoke. Jeez. That's a profile pic, bro.
What up? What up, Cheech?
What's up, Cheech? John said masturbation. Hey, that's all right. Got to clear out the pipes. Clears the mind. Let's see. Jason, different Jason, said, I keep flipping my pillow. All right, you know what, Jason? That's clever, but that's not what we meant. It's not what we meant, you son of a bitch.
You know what he should get? He should get the Chillo. Have you ever heard of the Chillo?
No, I have not heard of the Chillo.
It's a pillow insert that you put on top of your pillow. It's like an ass scene on TV thing from years ago. And you put this thing in your freezer or your fridge, and it just keeps your pillow cold all night long, bro.
I heard of a chill dough. God. Is that similar?
No, and it's not yellow, and it's not a banana, and it's not in my fridge.
I don't know why you'd bring that up. I wasn't getting to that at all.
You brought it up. Rock 107.